Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Beit Esma Beis. We're holding on Beit Esma Aleph, the second to last line, Ud Rab Nasa. So it says the Gemara, Ud Rab Nasa Rabbi Yeshaya, Damar Liyasav Leiklu Masak and Shiraim, of a true Mahavu, according to Rab Nasa Rabbi Yeshaya, who teached the Mishnah and Trumas to mean, when it says Liyasav Leiklu, by the person who took off Minat Tami Al Tahar, the Tami grape for the Tahar grapes, it said that Liyasav Leiklu, he explained that Liyasav Leiklu means Klapi the Shiraim, that he has to take off Truma a second time. But the Truma grape remains Truma, well, Maishna Mehadit Nam, why is the halacha in this case different than the following? That over here it sounds like it's Truma and anyone could eat it, yet we learn in the following Mishnah that someone who's tayri min hanakov al she'inaka from something which a pot which has a preparation and it's chayv and chuma midaraisa on an einenakov which midaraisa is potter from chuma sinaisers. So the halacha is chuma say chuma, the chuma is valid. However, no one could eat the chuma, the shirayim, until the Yisrael takes off chuma and meiser from the other pot again. So you see that the din of loy seicha, yet by us, by our case, the truma was 100% valid. So why by the grapes is the truma considered more effective? So says the Gemara, because shani hacha by the grapes, by the tami minatar, it's different. The midaraisa truma maliyasi, because its taka is a good truma midaraisa. Where do we know it from? If you take off truma from something which is inferior on something which is better, that the truma counts. That it's not going to be considered a chet for you, even though you took off something which was inferior. Now, why would the Torah have to say that there's no chet if it's not even considered a valid afresh of truma? So truma. It must be, you see from here, that really the truma is considered a valid truma, which is why the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that it won't be a chet. But the truma itself is considered a good afreshes truma. Now, I'm really Rabbi Lerav Chista. Rabbi said to Rav Chista, "L'didach the Amr Liyasav Eklum is called Iker. Dafilu Ahu Griva Hadur L'Tivlein. According to you." Now you say that Liyasav Eklum means it's totally ineffective, and even the tameh grape that he took off as truma, it goes back to being in its tevel state. Because my time, why did you say that? We had on the previous amud that's like zera dima pashalay mafresh. Because you're concerned that if we tell the person that his grape is considered truma, so then he's going to be pashaya. He's not going to take off truma again from the rest of the grapes. So, but midaraisa, it is a good truma, like we just saw from the pasuk. So mika midid midaraisa avi truma misham dima pasha afkur rabban lachulan. Midaraisa, it's a good truma. The rabban could just go and just take off the truma status from it and make it back into chulan. V'chibezdin masdin lakur government atayra could. The Bezdin could Chazal go against the Torah? So Amar Leir, Rav Chista said back, Vadloi Tizmara. Yeah, of course Chazal could go against the Torah. You don't agree? Well, it's not. We learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, it said, Vlad Mamzer, Mizeu Mizeh, the woman who got remarried, Al Pien Eid Echad, her husband comes back, so it says, Teitze Mizeu Mizeh. She has to leave the second man, of course, because she's an Eshes Ish. She's also not allowed to go back to her original husband, Ruvain. And the Mishnah said that if she goes back, the child's going to be a Mamzer. Any children that she had from the second man is a Mamzer, that is Pashut. And even the children that she has now, if she goes back to the first man, that those children will also be considered Mamzerim. So Bishlam and Mishaini Mamzer, I get it, because she's an Eshes Ish. Elami Risha, and am I? But why would the children from the first man be considered a Mamzer? Ishtahi, she's considered his wife. Vistram Aliyu. So any child that they have together, there is really midaraisa, 100% kosher Yisrael. It's Yisrael kosher. And you're calling him a mamzer, you're going to turn him into a mamzer. Chazal turned him into a mamzer because Sharina Levi mamzeris. They're being matter him to a mamzeris. And being a mamzer also has the kula, that now he's mutter to a mamzeris. How could Chazal do such a thing? Elamai, you see, Chazal have the ability to go against the Torah. Amar Lei, Rabbi says back, no. Hachi, Amar Shmuel, that Asr ben Mamzeres. That Yistaka, not allowed to marry Mamzeres. V'chinki Asr Rav and Amar Rav Yechanan, Asr ben Mamzeres. Amai Karli Mamzer, so I mean, what do Chazal say? That he's considered a Mamzer, La Yisr ben Bas Yisrael. Just the Chumrah, that he cannot marry a Bas Yisrael, but not the Bezdin, is being Iker Dover Minat Torah. Well, Shalach Le Rav Chista Le Rabba B'yad Arachah B'Rav Huna. Rav Chista didn't give up. He continued and he sent to Rabba in the hands of Rav Acha B'Rav Huna. He said, "Ain Bezdin Masin Lakar Davar Minat Torah? You don't agree that Bezdin have such a kayak to be Iker Davar Minat Torah?" But Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Name is Adam Yairus Ishtikatana. If a man marries a woman in the Kedushin Durabana, she got married through her brothers, through her mother. Her father had died. So this man is now married to her midrabanan. At what point do we say that he gets the Yerusha if she dies? If she's worth, let's say, a lot of money. So midaraisa, of course, the Yerusha is going to go to her father's family. At what point do we say her husband gets the Yerusha? Veshame oimer mishatame bekaimasa, once she becomes a gedayla. Veisel oimer mishatikanis achopa, once they be nesuan. Rabbi Eliezer oimer mishatibol, once they have bia. Veyarshu metamula, veichalas beginay chuma. And once they get to this stage, so there's a lot of nafkaminas. First of all, like we said, he'll inherit her. Also, mitamela, even if he's a kayin, he'll be allowed to be mitamet to bury her. And v'chal is begin a truma, and if he's a kayin, and she's a bas yisrael, so she can eat truma because she's an ashes kayin. Now, beishami oimer mishitam bekaimasa, ask the Gemara, just because she becomes bas mitzvah, but now she could eat truma even though they didn't do nesuin, afagav le'nichnas al'chuppah, why would that be? If they're only aris and arusa, so then an aris never has these abilities. So says the Gemara, Eima Mishatami became also Vitika Nisuchopa. Beshami meant both that she becomes a Gedolah and they do Nisuin. Vachri Kamarle Beshami Isila, Beshami is telling Isilel, the Kamisu Meshatika Nisuchopa. No, Yamda became also Mahani Lachopa, Viloi Loi, Mahani Lachopa. That no, Nisuin's not enough, it's only if she's also a Gedolah. And Rabbi Eliezer, I remember Mishati Bayel. Rabbi Eliezer said, what do they do? Bia, even though she's a Katana? Vamar Rabbi Eliezer, Eima is a Katana clone, that if she's a Katana, a Katana's Bia is not considered a Bia. Same shatigadel viti ba'el. It has to be that she becomes adult, she becomes a gedayla, and they have bia. But katani miyas yarsha. Now lemaisa, you see from this brisa that even though he's only married to midrabanan, and especially like beisilel, that she's still a katana, and they dub nesuin. Now all of a sudden he inherits her. Ba'achad midaraisa v'yarisla midrabanan yarisla v'al. Even though midaraisa v'yarusha avada goes to her father's family, and midrabanan she's married to this man, and the rabbanan say that Yerusha goes to him, so the Chazal are being like her, Davar Min HaTorah, which the Gemara says, no, that's working with a mechanism that's from the Torah. It's called Hefker Bezin Hefker. Amar Rav Yitzchak taught us that Minayin Hefker Bezin Hefker, that Bezin has the ability to allocate a person's money as they see fit. Shenever, as the Pasuk says by Ezra, as it was calling a gathering to give Rabbi Musar to leave their non-Jewish wives, and he said, Kol Asher Lo Yavol L'Shesh Siyamim Ba'atas Asar V'Azikainim, anyone who doesn't come to this meeting, Yechram Kol Rechushay V'Yibadu Mikal HaGayla. Yechram Kol Rechushay, all of his assets, all of his stuff will be confiscated. So you see, Hefker Bezin Hefker. And Rabbi Lazar Amar Mehacha, he brought a different makar. The Pasuk says, Ila Anachalis, Anachalis, Asher Nachwa, Lazar HaKoyim, Yeshua Benun, V'Rashi Avais, L'matis B'nei Yisrael, V'chimayin in Rashi Meitzel Avais. Why is it mentioned Rashi Avais? What's Rashi have to do with Avais? If the Avais are the ones who give over Nachla, nothing to do with Rashi. Elu Leimar Lecha, Ma Avais Manchilin B'nei and Kol Mashi Yirtzu, Af Rashi Manchilin Esam Kol Mashi Yirtzu. Just like fathers give over as Yerusha to their children as a Nachla, whatever they desire, whatever they see fit, so too Rashim, the heads of Klal Yisrael, the Bezdin, have the ability to allocate a person's money as they see fit. Nothing to do with Bezdin being Eikar Davar Min HaTorah. This is a power that's granted to them Min HaTorah. But says the Gemara still, the Brais also mentions a Metamila, that once, even though he's only married to Hermit Rabbanan, once they do Nesuin, so now, if he beis Hillel, so now he can be Metamila her. He could be metamifer even though he's a kain. The rabbanan are coming and saying that even though he's only married to midrabanan, he has the ability to be metamifer. They're being like a davar min haTorah. Says the Gemara, no. Over here, there's actually a heter min haTorah for him to be metamifer. Mishum da'avir lo meis mitzvah, because she's a meis mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, meis mitzvah? We have a meis mitzvah. Is she really a meis mitzvah? But Tani, we learned in the Braisa that ezu meis mitzvah, it's called she'en lo kaivrin. It's a person that has no one else to bury him. But if you call out and other people will assist in the kvura, so ain't that meis mitzvah? It's not a meis mitzvah. So this lady, she has other family members. Surely they'll take care of the kvura. Says the Gemara, no, they won't. Hachanami came with the yarsila. Since these other family members are not yarshining her, so kari avoloi anula. They're not going to take care of the kvura. They're going to tell the husband, you getting the Yerusha, you take care of the Kfura. So therefore no one else is going to take care of the Kfura except for him. That's why she's considered a Meis Mitzvah, not because the Chazal being Eikar Davar Min HaTorah, it's because Midaraisa he has a Hetzer to be Metamei for her. But Chalas Beginei Truma. But what about that? It says that she could eat Truma if he's a Kayin. She's Eishas Kayin, even though she's only an Eishas Kayin Midarabanan. Says the Gemara, in the Chanami, but Truma Durabanan. The Truma that she's allowed to eat is only Truma Durabanan, but not that Chazal are being Eikar Davar Min HaTorah.